Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We're listening to Shine Pempe, a track produced by DJ Mabutella, Ruby the DJ, and Rhino. It's electric and moving, but no, this isn't true Chicago house. We have Africa's house influence Amapiano scene to thank for this one. It's just one of many international takes on one of Chicago's great musical exports. This weekend, an event called Global Currency is celebrating how house has taken off around the world. You can check that out at Sleeping Village in Avondale. Joining us in the studio are the founders of the event, DJ Mochi and DJ Iggy. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I cannot stop moving to that song, Mochi. We asked you both to bring in a couple tracks that were, you know, some of your favorites. And this track, Shine Pempe, this was your first choice. So tell me what you love about this one.
Yeah, so I feel like the song is definitely representative of this kind of new emerging sound coming out of South Africa called Amapiano. And it, like you mentioned earlier, kind of mixes a lot of like sort of house energy, a little bit more slowed down, a lot of percussion, really heavy drums. That drum you heard kind of leading the song is called a log drum. So like when you've got the right sound system with like some heavy subs and you're at a, like the dance party, like you just feel it in your soul. Just like the whole room shakes. Just got a very spiritual energy to it. So, you know, last few years it's been making waves globally outside of South Africa. DJs who play that music are now touring the world, playing sold out shows all around the world. So It's definitely kind of like a new emerging sound coming out of South Africa.
I am seeing it all over my TikTok too.
Yes.
I got to admit.
Yes. The dances are insane.
I'm on dancer TikTok for some reason. That's the side of TikTok that
they're
I'm
so
on.
Good.
And the dances are so good.
Yeah.
You mentioned Amapiano, right? Which is the genre. It's house music, but with a bit of jazz and hip hop. So talk to me about the DJs behind this track, Mochi, and where the music is from. So South Africa.
Yeah, so I mean, if you go to South Africa and a lot of like the main clubs, like in Cape Town, Soweto, or Johannesburg, like this is what you hear like when you go out to like a nightclub. And a lot of it can kind of seem kind of jazzy too. Like this is more of like a more upbeat song, but there's a lot of songs that are like more spiritual and like soulful that have like nice jazzy keys behind them too. So you can kind of like groove with your friends, but also dance. It's kind of a perfect in between, I feel. But yeah, there's some major DJs out right now. There's a DJ Twins, named Major League DJs, that have been touring the world, selling out shows. Mm-hmm. There's one of the biggest stars right now. Her name is Uncle Waffles. She's super charismatic, energetic. She dances as well. So like she's like a double factor, well, actually a triple threat because she produces, DJs, and dances.
Wow.
So she'll dance, she'll DJ, jump in front of the booth and dance, and everyone will scream and take out their phones and go crazy.
Oh my gosh,
you just have to look
chills.
Her up. Yeah, yeah. she's an entire vibe. So yeah, it kind of started, I'd say 10 or 15 years ago, but in the last 2 years, it's kind of been making its way like globally to like the UK, West Africa, now US. It's sort of definitely the hottest trend among like global DJs.
Yeah. Well, my next question is for both of you. How did you get into DJing and also the Chicago house scene? You first, Iggy.
I started DJing in 2009, so it's been a few years now. I started doing like house parties in basements, and then from there I started moving on into like, you know, events at like local bars here in Chicago. Then I started building my own parties, and then I went from there.
That's the evolution.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the basement parties.
Yeah, they were, you know, hot, sweaty, fun. Yeah, it was a great time.
Oh, the things we did as kids. What about you, Mochi?
I sort of got into it in college. I grew up on the West Coast in Portland, and I did college radio out there. I had a couple radio shows, and at the time I was more into like soul and funk and disco music. And even when I moved to Chicago in 2016, that's kind of a lot of what I was playing. And then in about 2018, I started getting into more like international flavors, specifically Afrobeats. That's sort of when my pivot kind of happened. But it started out just playing records at a local dive bar and just like slowly grinding, you know, month by month until I guess where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, you both brought music for us to listen to today. And Iggy, we're going to get to one of your choices in just a second. But first, you both have very unique styles of dance music that you gravitate towards. So what's your bread and butter? Like, what genre do you go to first when you're putting together a set?
Honestly, my style mixes from everything from like Latin to reggaeton to tempo. to house to like Brazilian baile funk.
Ooh.
I'm all over the place. I think my sets are a little bit more like high energy. So I mix everything.
Yeah.
I feel like Iggy and I, we're both really good at like being pretty good at a lot of genres. And then, but we both have like specialties. His Latin bag is a lot better than my Latin bag. And I feel like my African bag is a little better than his African bag. So we kind of bounce off each other really well.
Yeah. How sweet. I like that.
Yeah. No, we definitely like combine pretty well, like our sounds for sure.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to stick with you, Iggy. Here is a track that you brought along. This one's called Multiply Dub from the UK-based Salute.
Yes.
So what do you like about this track?
Honestly, this track, it always goes like up in the clubs, at our parties, at SCB Village. But it's been a big hit all over the internet, all over SoundCloud. There's been so many edits and remixes to the song. I believe the original is from ASAP Rocky.
Oh, really?
The beginning sample. But this edit
going
here,
through the ASAP Rocky catalog in my brain right now, trying to figure out where.
Yeah. This edit is from Salute, which is like, I believe he's based from the UK, and it has a little bit of a garage sound to it, mixed with house and like hip hop and all combined. But we actually we played this record at one of our festival sets last summer at Logan Square Arts Fest, and the crowd went nuts, crazy.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine.
So it's been a big favorite of mine to play in my sets, and overall just at a GC Global Currency.
Well, a little more about Salute. In an interview that he did with DJ Mag, he was asked about his outlook on life, and he said, be kind, be respectful, protect the people that you love and care about, and have fun. Do you think that this speaks, Mochi, to the international house community as a whole?
Yeah, totally. House, I feel like, is such a broad genre that there's a lot of like subgenres that kind of go into it. So it's a really open for interpretation, really based on where you're at around the world. No matter where you go, there's sort of each country has its own spin and its own flair on it. And, you know, at the end of the day, if it feels right, it feels good and people are having a good time, then that's really, really what it comes down to.
So, Mochi, you started Global Currency back in 2020. It was a live stream. This was obviously the height of COVID, right? And a very difficult time for everyone. So did that inspire the live stream?
Yeah. So Iggy and I had DJed together a little bit before the pandemic hit. And we kind of already had an idea that we had similar styles and had a good kind of chemistry as DJs together. And the pandemic hit. We lost all of our gigs, all of our income from DJing that we had.
Yeah.
And we were like, man, how can we kind of keep engaging with people? And Twitch became a really big platform for DJs at the time, for us to keep being sane and make our way through the pandemic, and also ideally give people a reason to, feel good and happy. So Iggy would come over once a month for a live stream at my apartment in Little Village. We'd set up a camera. We probably had only like 8 people on the first stream, but it did start building. We got about like 30, 40 like consistent streamers by the end.
We would average about like 30 to 40, a live stream once a month. And, yeah, honestly, it was really fun. We had a great time each month, and we would gain new viewers each month. And that's where it all started.
That's super intimate too. I love that. And I started a few of my favorite DJs like in Toronto and stuff. I was following them on Instagram Lives, for instance. Another big thing that early in the pandemic was that Versus stuff. I don't know if you remember those battles Instagram, like where we were tuned in. Because that's kind of what we had to do.
That's all we had.
We also, the world just needed to party at
definitely,
that time.
It was
just so tragic. Everything around us, like music, was just the cure.
And it was cool to like party and like listen to music like from your couch, from your living room, turn up, from home.
Best of both worlds.
And it was cool because people would like donate, and it was great.
How has it evolved in the years since?
Yeah, we once the kind of the world started opening up, we brought it to this kind of more speakeasy bar in West Loop called Blind Barber. And basically from the first party we did on a Thursday, we kind of knew right away like, oh, this is going to be big. I think we like reached capacity by like 10, 15 probably. And we did maybe like 5 or 6 parties on Thursday nights there. And by the end of the year, we're like, man, we need to expand. We need to, because we wanted more people to come in. Or just yeah. friends would text us like, yo, let me in. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I can't.
Yeah, there was just so much that we, you know, that we could do. But yeah, no, the party kept growing and expanding again. So we ended up taking the party to Sleeping Village. We did our 1 year anniversary at the main bar area. And that was like our true test to see if like we really had like the following, the community.
You were like, we're on to something here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was great. You know, everyone pulled up and it was a great experience. And then from there, we took it to like the big concert venue room.
Let's get back to the music. Mochi, here's the second track that you brought. This is a mashup between one of my favorite songs, Usher's My Boo, and Imran Khan's Pakistani hip hop hit, Amplifier. So this mashup was done by Omar from the DJ collective No Nuzzer. They're known for South Asian elements and a real global sound. So talk about No Nuzzer and how you found these artists.
Yeah, Iggy and I, we both find a lot of our music on SoundCloud, which is like a big platform for DJs to like look for remixes and mashups and things that you don't normally find on like regular streaming platforms.
Yeah.
And they kind of have a big following on that front. They're a DJ collective out of LA. We invited them to do our 2 year anniversary in Chicago in at Sleeping Village. And they brought actually out a really big following from Chicago as well. I think it was our biggest party yet.
It was.
And yeah, they're really amazing, super nice people. There's like four or five DJs part of their crew, and they all, like you mentioned, they mix a lot of like South Asian, Bollywood, Punjabi
yeah.
music with, like, as you heard, that was an R&B joint.
I love that.
They do amapiano with some of those South Asian sounds. They do Afrobeats with it. So they're really like a melting pot, and that's why we really identify with them and like working with them. In fact, we're actually doing their party in LA in February. So
we are.
They
yeah,
invited
we
us out.
We haven't announced it, but yeah, we're excited. It's
this is the place.
Yeah,
here we go.
Right? We're in LA, February
yeah.
18th.
Yep,
yeah.
yep. Next month, so we're really excited to play that party. To be at Melrose House.
Well, as you talk about the crowd growing, the audience here in Chicago growing and growing over all these years, right? I mean, some of these DJs and producers, they're new to me. I imagine they're new to a lot of Chicagoans too. So, is that the goal here, sharing this music with Chicago?
It really is. We're all about like putting Chicago into like new DJs, new producers, artists, breaking records, playing edits and remixes that people may have never heard of like their favorite tracks. So our goal is always just to expand that sound, you know.
Yeah. Well, Iggy, sticking with you, we're going to move right along to your next one. It's called Angel Nifi. With some sort of like African Afro beats undertone is like my fave.
Oh yeah,
it's
I gotta,
so good.
I know.
It's
I know.
How can you not move to it?
It's just I can't. My shoulders just don't stop.
it's like very smooth and sexy, but also like okay.
Yes.
You know, like, it just feels good.
Yeah. So this one is a collab between Ghanaian producer Jules and American producer Sango. So talk more about them.
Yeah. So Jules is more of like he's. Does more like Afrobeats mixed with like amapiano and yeah, and then Sango does more of like his influence is more of like a baile funk Brazilian sound. So I think that record has a mixture of both genres into one, which makes it just feel really good. Yeah, no, but I've been playing this song for tons of my sets, and it's been a huge favorite.
And the reaction is
yes,
probably
it just feels really
electric.
Good.
Electric.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it also has that sound, like that house sound to it, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, Global Currency, how did you come up with that name, Mochi?
Yeah, it took a while for Iggy and I to like workshop on that name. We had all these ideas going back and forth a couple years ago. When I think of Global Currency, I mean, first of all, we play without... You know, obviously the music we play is very like globally inspired international music. So that's where the global comes from. And
yeah.
I think the currency relates to, you know, music being sort of like the kind of grand unifier for everybody. So like music is like the currency for the world. I feel like that's my interpretation of it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it took us a while to come up with the name. I was like figuring out with names and then names that would really stand out, you know, and
yeah.
also names that were not taken already.
There's that.
Because there's so many like... global parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to just, you know, stick to our or like original name sound.
Yeah. But no other global party quite like this one, right?
No.
It's the second year that you're hosting at Sleeping Village. What is it about this venue that you think suits your party so well?
It's a great size, great sound. The staff has been great to us. It's out of the way a little bit. It's like in the Avondale neighborhood, which is nice because I feel like all of our following comes out. It's like a destination place. So it's just, yeah, it feels really good. There's a main bar, there's a patio, and in the back room is where we do our event.
I'm going to leave it to you, Mochi, to give us your best pitch. For people who are listening, who haven't heard all this stuff before, what can they expect from Global Currency? Why should they pop in?
Honestly, you should probably expect the unexpected, be open-minded, be ready to dance, be ready to sweat, be ready to meet new people, be ready to let loose and, you know, hear sounds you don't normally hear, hear songs you may recognize but a different interpretation or flip on them. Just dance. It's just a proper dance party. Sweat it out. You're going to sweat a lot for sure.
Anything to add, Iggy?
Yeah, no, it's a party that, you know, you're going to go there and we guarantee you that you're going to have a good time.
You're going to Shazam a lot, for sure.
Yeah, you're going to Shazam a lot.
What is the song?
And probably not find none of the songs, yeah. Honestly. But no, it's a party where we just have fun. We do us. And, you know, everyone's welcome. Everyone's invited. And
you have to be there to experience it, type
you thing. Really do. It's really an experience. We tell people it's not your typical party. We have dancers on stage. We have, like, people that are dancing in, like, on the main floor, like, hop on stage with us, you know. And it's just everyone just lets loose. And
yeah,
it's just a yeah.
It sounds like so much fun.
It really is.
That's DJ Iggy and DJ Mochi. They're Chicago-based DJs and they're founders of Global Currency. It's a dance party that's celebrating club music from all over the globe. Thank you so much for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
This music is fantastic. This episode was produced and edited by Ethan Schwab, the master of the musical mixes here on Reset. We love to profile great Chicago bands and performers, so if there's someone that you would like to hear on the podcast, leave us a message at 888-915-9945 or email us at reset@wbez.org. We share conversations with musicians and other culture makers from across Chicago and the world every Saturday. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
When information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.